Christmas time, it's got to be a pretty rough time, I would think, for Mother Earth. We are going through quite a lot of gifts and waste and all kinds of things. Just how bad is the problem?
I think broadly speaking, it's pretty bad. I mean, we're facing, you know, one of the great mass extinction events that we know that's ever happened in the history of the Earth. And the effects of climate change are immediately obvious to us now with the recent bushfires coming a lot sooner than perhaps predicted. And that sounds very grim and unsettling, but I guess one of the first things I wanted to point out about when you're buying things as a consumer around Christmas time, when you've got a lot of things on your mind, is that it's almost impossible to make ethical consumption choices all the time. Every person has to make so many individual choices about what they consume that you just can't be worried that you're making the right choice all the time. And it's impossible to know all the details about these products. This is, you know, really in, you know, opposition to producers and manufacturers and companies that know everything about the company, the products that they sell. So, and this is a principle they call information asymmetry between producers and consumers. So what I would say to people is, of course, try and make ethical purchasing decisions, but don't beat yourself up if you can't or if you just don't have the information at hand. It's an impossible task, and we really need to put a lot of pressure back onto manufacturers and companies to be doing the right things and providing us better choices, more importantly.
Absolutely. In terms of sustainable gift ideas, if people are still looking for a few stocking stuffers before the Christmas season, where should they be looking or what should they be looking for?
I think there's a lot of different kinds of strategies you can take. I mean, you know, one of the things that we're doing a lot in my family is giving consumables, you know, food and drinks and things that we know are going to get consumed and not end up in landfill. And often in, you know, containers like, you know, glass bottles that can be reused or recycled. And I think that's a really good place to start. The other thing I would say is I think it's really good to buy local and support local manufacturers and tradespeople and farmers and craftspeople. I think from my experiences as a designer working in the industry in Australia, a lot of our local manufacturers are really keen on making sustainable products, products that last for a long time, that offer great enjoyment, but also are, you know, light on the planet. And I think if you're buying local, that's probably a little bit more likely to happen. Certainly, you know, it's more likely to happen buying, say, a locally crafted wooden toy for a child rather than a plastic one that's produced somewhere in Asia.
And presumably, if we're buying local, we're not buying the sort of stuff that is crisscrossing the planet to acquire different parts in planes and ships and automobiles.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The carbon cost of transport is huge, and we could be doing so much more there. I mean, I don't understand why we don't ship cargo using wind power. And some people think that's probably fanciful, but I think it's probably something that's going to happen in the coming decades.
In terms of one of the really key things, I think we spot, it's very obvious on Christmas Day, especially if you've got a lot of kids around, a lot of gifts, is the absolute enormous pile of wrapping paper you end up with, torn and shredded and bunched up and probably piled into one of the bags that one of the presents came in. Have we got alternatives to that, or are there alternative ideas to the enormous amount of waste we see with wrapping paper and the like?
I can't really think of anything. I mean, you know, look, let's face it, wrapping presents is a Christmas tradition. It makes it really fun for kids. It's not the kind of thing you can't really rock up at your family Christmas with all your presents unwrapped. although I probably tried a few times in my 20s when I was being a bit lazy. But I know that that statistic you said earlier in the program sounds massive, but I mean, the thing is that paper is kind of sustainable. I mean, it comes from a tree that captures carbon in the present, right? So that's a lot better than using a plastic wrap that is exploiting carbon that was captured 300 million years ago. So I think we should be buying kind of, you know, paper and wood products anyway and supporting forestry economy. I mean, that's a good thing. My grandmother used to reuse her Christmas wrapping paper. You know, she used to go around at Christmas taking everyone's paper and neatening it out and everything. And look, why not? You know, like, it certainly saves you money if you can store it for the following year. And then lastly, you know, look, if it has to go into recycling, it goes into recycling. The paper is recyclable. I mean, it's sort of downcycled into cardboard boxes and other kinds of things. The question is probably whether, you know, your local council is recycling everything that goes into the yellow bins. And we know, particularly since China stopped foreign import of waste earlier in the year, that's not always the case, and councils are under pressure and they don't have the resources to recycle things properly. But, you know, you can't beat yourself up over that as a consumer, except all I would say is put pressure on government to, you know, better fund the councils. I think the councils want to do the right thing. They want to have more abilities to recycle. So we really should be writing letters to MPs and doing that kind of stuff rather than racking ourselves with guilt over where our stuff goes when we put it in the yellow bin.
Mm. And just perhaps as a final point there, I quite liked your suggestion earlier of perhaps giving each other consumables, because you know that they're going to go to some sort of use over the Christmas season. But look, we do live in a very consumerist society. I find it difficult telling people what I want for Christmas, because if there's something I really want, well, I've probably already bought it for myself. Not that, you know, I don't want a lot of things. I just buy what I actually want. Do we see sort of Christmas losing some sort of meaning in terms of gift giving? And how can we kind of ensure that we are sort of giving meaningful gifts that people are actually going to get some use from, that they want over the Christmas period?
Look, I don't know if I'm even, you know, qualified to talk about that. I mean, I'm an atheist. I mean, I don't even believe in God, but I mean, sure, Christmas is a fun thing and we celebrate it as a tradition and it's fun. I like to think that, you know, Christmas isn't necessarily like a set in stone, you know, Christmas tradition that it can't change. I mean, originally it was a pagan festival and it changed into a Christian festival. So it can change again. And I think, yeah, maybe focusing on different ways of gift giving, giving things that are immaterial, like, you know, giving a contract to give your friend some massages or shout them at the pub or do something like that, you know. We don't always have to be trying to impress each other too with the kind of presents that we give as well. So I think, be creative, I guess.
Fabulous. Well, Guy, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. Great to be here.